What's up, guys? This is Mio. So I'm going to do a talk about sexy times questionnaire by Miss GTL. Question number one. When did you lose your virginity? The first time I did it, it was, I think I'm at the college. Yeah, I think I was about 21 years old when I first lost my virginity. Okay, number two. Rough sex or soft and tender? Well, it depends on my mood, but mostly I like it. Okay, if you listen to my audios, you will notice that common theme that I prefer it rough. Okay. Number three, do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? I think what turns me on is okay. I don't have like unusual kinks, but my kinks are possibly my biggest kink is like cream pie and public sex is like my biggest turn on. It's what turns me on the most. Okay, so number four, weirdest place you've had sex. Does oral sex count? Because, so I have this story. I mentioned it before in my sub, but I have blown my boyfriend under the cover while his brother is practically sleeping like a foot away from us. Okay, I'm not proud of that. It's actually pretty embarrassing, but I guess that is the weirdest place that I've ever had sex. Because it's near his brother. There cannot be any more weirdest place than that. Okay. Number five. Favorite sex position. I have to be honest with you guys that my favorite sex position is actually missionary style. It's true. It's my favorite sex position because it's all so intimate. And okay, Emily, okay. So, actually, I like missionary because I'm practically doesn't have to do anything. But it's also, I like it like that. Because it's kind of intimate. You can just like kissing and touching and just feeling him on top of you and moving in you. And okay, that's basically what make it the best position for me. Number six, favorite cuddle position. You mean like, am I the big spoon or am I the little spoon? Well, actually, I was like, I like to hug him, but I'm going to describe the position for you guys. So he's laying on the bed, and then he got his right hand, his right or left hand. He like stretched one of his arms, and I go under, and I'm going to lay my head on his bicep. I'm going to lay my head on his bicep and just like tuck myself in, and then we're going to sleep like that. And I'm just going to, and I was like, I'm going to put one of my food on top of his food. And then just like, that's so comfy. And I'm just going to sleep like that. Number 7. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? I actually like to be submissive because it's what I naturally are. I'm a submissive person, but I mean like I'm also like to try new things. So if this comes to a situation where I need to be a dominant, then I think I will be able to do that. I mean, like, I recorded some dominant audios. I mean, like, it's not in my nature, but I can do it. But, like, but I enjoy being submissive more, if that's what you mean. I like being pampered and stuff, if you know what I mean. Okay. So, number 8. Have you ever had any one-night stands? Never. Did I need to elaborate? Okay. Maybe. Okay, I never had any one-night stand because practically the only person that I've ever had sex is my boyfriend. And I never have sex with any other person because it was my first and my only. Okay, number 9. Sex on the bed, couch, or floor? Well, I think the answer is obvious because it's best to have sex on the bed because it's comfortable. On the floor will like super uncomfortable. In the couch, there was just like, okay, in the bed, if you like staining the sheet, then you can just change the sheet and it's all clean again. But couch, well, if you like dropping some liquid, like cum and juices, and okay, that's embarrassing, then you will not be able to clean it except if your couch is made of leather. But even then, I wouldn't suggest that. So I think it's best to have sex on the bed. Number 10. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who? And would you ask them to join? No. I mean, like, there's like a lot of instances where I was like recording and stuff, but they always stop past. Okay, so I need to elaborate. So then at that time I was like recording an audio, and then people are just like hanging around and talking in front of my door. And I was like having a dildo up in my pussy, and I was like, oh my god, if I stop now, I have to scrap this whole audio, and I don't want to do that, so I'm just going to do it discreetly. But I never did get caught, so it's good. It's all good. If I get caught, would I ask them to join? Well, no, because I'm recording all this stuff in my house, so you know, the one who was going to caught me masturbating is going to be my family, which is like, would I, try to think about it, would you ask your mom to join you? Is, oh my god, that was like so, okay, whatever. number 11. Have you ever had sex in a public place? No, although in fantasy, I actually like have sex in public, but it's only in my fantasy. If I would ever do it in real life, that would like, okay, I feel like I will be like so scared to do so, and although, okay, did I confess or not? Because it's so embarrassing. Okay, so, I actually like, this is so embarrassing, but I have had sex in a public place, but it's not like, is masturbating count as sex? Because I have masturbated in a public place, kind of. So, I was like, waiting in this store, and I was like, and I was like playing with myself, but you can see, so it was like this. I'm in a store, an empty store, and then the store has glass on the windows and stuff, like in the big windows, and it's like have like tinted glass, so you can't see what's inside, but I can see you, and I can see people walking, and then people, cars moving back and forth, and but I was like so horny, so I just like discreetly behind a desk, touching myself. Does that count as sex in a public place? But I like to do it because there's no possible, there's no possibility that people will find me out that I was touching myself. But just the idea of like doing such a naughty thing, it's kinda turned me on. So at that time, I was like trying to do it to see if I like it. Well, actually, I like it, but that's actually kind of make me scared because I think I enjoy it way too much. If that makes any sense. Okay, this is okay. Usually I'm not this open, but since we're doing it for fun, I'm just going to be as open as I can. Okay. Next, number 12. What does your favorite sexy underwear looks like? And if you're a man, what could she or he wear to turn you on? If you are a woman, what could he or she wear? I actually kind of like, okay, I was like a bit, okay, I'm too embarrassed about beautiful lazy thing, although I was like, so my sister, she loves wearing daring underwear, like this black lacy thong, and I was like, sister, why did you wear that? Oh my god, holy shit, who's going to see that anyway? You don't have a boyfriend. I was like, you have boyfriend, why are you not like wearing that kind of stuff? And I was like, oh no, it's too embarrassing. So basically my underwear is like something that is normal, maybe just like cotton panties in various color and pattern, and bra, but in various color. But I don't have like especially sexy something like what you guys maybe like girls wearing to seduce guys and stuff, like wearing what was it called again, lazy tongue, and just like, but I'm too embarrassed to buy that. And since my character is actually, I mean, like, what I am in real life is actually pretty innocent kind of girl, if you know what I mean. So my mom will get shocked if she saw me buy that kind of thing. It's like, what? So it was like, because it's so out of character for me, because well, she thought that in her perception is like I was a British kind of girl, if you get what I mean. And she even thought that I was the virgin. So I don't have any sexy underwear. Sorry guys. Although I want to buy some, but no, at least not until I get married. And then I'm going to buy lots and lots of sexy underwear to have fun with. And if you are a woman, what could he or she wear to turn you on? Well, actually, I couldn't care less about what my boyfriend wear, because it doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me. Okay. Number 13. How often do you have sex? Basically, it was almost weekly. So I and my I live in So my boyfriend and I does not live in the same city, and every weekend, every Sunday actually, I visited him and have sex. So basically it was once a week. Although I would like to make it more than that, but as you know that we both live kind of far away, so I have to take 3 hours drive to his place. Okay. So number 14. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? Both actually. Why not both? Because I actually like doing oral sex, and I actually enjoy receiving oral sex. Number 15. Is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Just my boyfriend. Okay. Number 16. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Actually, did something ever happen to me? Okay, there's actually like a lot of so that one time. So my boyfriend was like fingering my pussy, and then he was like, so guys, you know, if there's any of you guys listening to me right now, you have to remember to cut your nails like 3 days before you're fingering a girl, because if you do it like yesterday, the tip of your nails will still be kind of sharp, so you can like rip something. And so my boyfriend is like having sharp nails at that time, and then he was fingering me, and then I come, but suddenly he was like, what's this? And I was like, what? And I was like, actually I didn't feel any pain if like when having sex. I didn't feel any pain even though I'm bleeding. And then afterwards, after I come, and then it started to get ouch. And I didn't get it either, but that's what happened with me. And suddenly I was like, ow, ow, ow. And suddenly my boyfriend showed me his bloody finger. And I was like, oh my God, there's so much blood. And I was like, ugh. And it's kind of embarrassing to me. And I was like, so I'm just going to wipe all that blood with some tissue. But I actually didn't. And it's not that bad actually, because 2 days after I stopped, I didn't feel any pain anymore, because the cut was like superficial. So, and then this is like super okay. Is this too embarrassing? Should I say it or not? Oh, it is too embarrassing. I can't. Okay. I don't even. Okay, guys. Okay. So, since we're doing this in spirit of openness, although this is so embarrassing, I can't even. Okay. So, at that time, I was like, forgot to shave. I forgot to shave down there, and my boyfriend is eating me out, and then he ate like some hair in and some of my what do you call that hair, genital hair, pussy hair. Okay, and that was stuck in his teeth, and he's like pulling it off afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry, I forgot to shave. And I was like, did I snuck it? Yeah, because then I was like, I actually didn't like to shave, but I'm doing it when I was like, when I was about to have sex with him, and I was like doing it because. But at that time, I was like 3 weeks without us meeting. And I was like, because we won't be meet for like 3 weeks, I don't want to shave for a while. But that actually backfired, because, oh my God, we didn't plan on having sex, but we were having sex anyway. And that happened. It's kind of embarrassing. It's so embarrassing to me. Okay, there's actually another embarrassing thing. So I was like having sex, and then afterwards, I don't remember at what point, but there's like, oh no, I don't want to say. Oh my God. I don't. Okay, please guys, don't hate me. But I don't know what happened, but afterwards Benny pulls out, and then there was like, come out of my pussy, if you get what I mean. I don't want to say the word, the F word. Okay, so I think I'm done sharing my most embarrassing thing. Okay, number 17. A song you'd listen to during hard or rough or kinky sexy time. Well, actually, we don't have kind of like office. Okay, the same question is number 18, but the difference is like during soft, slow, passionate, sex, sweet, sexy time. We don't have actual official song to listen to when we are doing some sexy time, because the thing is, we actually always putting on song, but it's changed from time to time, and it depends on. Okay, I'm about to. Okay, it's fast. It changed from time to time, but it's usually what my boyfriend liking, and that is like slow jazz and swing. He likes that kind of stuff. Okay, number 19. Are you into dressing up for sex? Well, I couldn't possibly buy some dress that was too provocative because, as you know it, I still live together with my mom and family in the house. It is okay. Maybe you're okay. I'm going to ramble a bit because it's actually a normal thing in Asian household to a young unmarried girl to live with her parents until she gets married. It's a normal thing, and I know that in Western society, you guys are like moving out as soon as you hit 18. Most of you guys did, but in Asian household, you are expected to still live with your parents. So I can't buy that kind of sexy thing. Sorry, although I want to. Number 20, would you prefer sex in a bath or in the shower? Never did that. But possibly if I ever did that, in the shower. Okay, number 21. Have you ever had a threesome? If not, would you? I never had a threesome, obviously. If not, would you? I don't think I ever want to have a threesome because the jealousy is going to like so cumbersome. So it's so not worth it, I think. Okay, number 22. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? I couldn't possibly answer that because I mean like okay, there's a lot of attractive men, but the only one who I ever considered to have sex with is my one and only, if that is too cheesy for you guys. Okay, number 23. Do you or would you use a sex toy? Of course! I've talked to it before, but I actually met up with my boyfriend only once a week, and I have a high libido, and I like to masturbate, and I actually own two sex toys, and all of them is a glass dildo. Although I was planning to buy a vibrator soon, but I don't. Okay, it's actually my boyfriend's idea because I don't like the idea of using a vibrator. I just prefer to have something penetrate me instead. But my boyfriend said it will add variety to my sex toy repertoire, so I'm planning to buy a WAN vibrator. We actually cannot buy Hitachi Magic One, although I want to buy a Hitachi Magic One, but it's not possible to buy it in Indonesia because in order to buy one, you have to like pass. Okay, it's a sex toy will get confiscated at the airport, so you cannot buy a sex toy from international country. So I'm just going to like buy something that's been sold in here. I'm planning to buy a fairy wand because it's actually can be sold here. Okay, number 24. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text or picture? If so, what was it? There's a lot of instances where I sent my boyfriend dirty pictures. Okay. You know. Should I elaborate or not? Well, I don't know. But yeah. I sometimes like to send my boyfriend a picture of like me showing a little bit of boobs and stuff and bothering him when he was like working. Okay. Number 25, is there anything you do after sex? Cuddling. Because after sex, we are actually like to cuddle and sleep. It's what we do. Number 26, would you have sex with your best friend? Well, yes. Because before we get together, me and my boyfriend were actually a best friend. So yeah. Totally. Number 27, early morning sex or late at night sex? I prefer early morning actually. Because it's all cuddly. And late at night, I was just like, want to go to sleep, if you know what I mean. 28, something that will never fail to get you horny. Okay, this is a great question. Something that never failed to get me horny is cream pie. Not the food. Okay, not the food cream pie, but sometimes like cream pie porn or just hearing someone describing cream pie or just reading it or like basically, the idea of cream pie is so hot, and it was something that never failed to turn me on. If I were just like really want to get it on and get horny, and I'm just going to like watch some cream pie porn. I just kind of like, okay, this is so embarrassing again. Okay, I like to watch cream pie porn because that's what I found the best, the most, the hardest thing ever. Number 29, favorite body part on him or her, on yourself. Favorite body part? Well, I'm actually, my favorite body part is my lips. I think because I like how it looks, and it was like I love to wear lipstick and stuff. I love my lips. On him, his favorite body part is actually his lips too. His lips is kind of like when we kiss, it's very plump and it's like so good to kiss, and it feels so good to kiss him. So my favorite body part of him is his lips too. Do you watch porn? Number 30. Do you watch porn? Obviously, I watch porn. Like I said before, my favorite kind of porn is cream pie. Okay. I guess I think I should be stop oversharing things because there's so many things over here that I was like find it so embarrassing, and so I just. Well, I'm not sure that anyone would hear it anyway. But, so my favorite kind of porn is actually cream pie gangbang. Yeah, you guys heard it right. I like cream pie gangbang the most. The reason is just because, like, you know, I find it hot. Because there's this element of exhibitionist in it too, and There's this element of cream pie in it too, and there's this element of freeness to it too, and that's like three things that turns me on the most. So I like it the most. So, is that it? I think that's all of it. Thank you guys for listening. Although this is stupid, okay, I may sound a little bit stupid. I just like feel like wanting to do something today before I go to sleep. But I really want to record something. And I found it like it's kind of fun to do this kind of questionnaire once in a while. So thank you guys for listening. Bye bye.